This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Prevo, Meg, welcome to Monday. How are
we? Morning, feeling fantastic.
You know that feeling when you know you're about to sneeze any second and it like blocks your whole face up? I'm like, oh man, I just almost sneezed.
It was close. It was a close call.
Yeah.
Can I just say as well?
Awkward time to sneeze.
Your hairstyle, very cool. It's as if you're off to kindergarten for the first day. Like, it's
what
very,
do you mean?
It's very like manicured comb to the side.
Oh, no, that's not the
get
look
your phone
I was
out,
going
get the selfie
for.
Out.
Yes,
no,
brilliant.
No, no.
It's like you should be in your uniform.
You know what I was
with
wearing?
Your packed lunch.
I was wearing my hat today, and then I remembered that Meg hates guys in hats.
Don't blame it on me.
So it's only because I had a shower and I had the hat on, so it's kind of pressed
sure.
it down.
Okay.
Like you can talk. Look at your hair, Kramer. Okay, Kramer.
Mine's wild, but yours is usually, I don't know, you usually have a different style. I couldn't help but notice.
Oh, thank you.
Very,
it looks good.
Very cute.
Never thought I'd hear you
say
that.
You two are commenting on each other's hair, and the lady's just sitting back.
Your hair looks good too,
oh, thanks,
Meg.
Huh? Yeah, thanks.
Looks fantastic.
Today.
Thank
That's
you.
Different.
Yeah.
That's a different vibe.
Are they new glasses?
No, they're the same ones.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh my God. How much fun was that? Our little. House party broadcast
so
on the weekend.
Fantastic.
I slept till 1:30 p.m. yesterday. I was so tired.
Great sleep in.
Yeah.
Gave away how many pizzas? Like, oh, ridiculous amount. Ridiculous
amounts. We carb loaded.
We basically
Newcastle.
Fed all of Newcastle.
Yeah.
It was good.
Hey, guys. Lads versus Lasses is up next. A great prize today. We have $50 worth of free fuel, man.
Yeah, 62 to 58, unfortunately. The guys clawed their way back last week, so we need some ladies, we need some guys.
What do you mean clawed back?
We were only like two behind at one point.
You girls are trying to claw back up our backs.
Yeah.
You're just trying to claw back your lead is what I'm trying to say.
Oh,
but ladies,
we're going to claw.
We got it in the back.
All right, so you say.
Absolutely. 13:10:09 if you want to play.
All right, we'll do it after Tom Grennan kicking off your Monday, Little Bit of Love. A new FM, good morning. Swimming in the deep end. Tom Grennan, Little Bit of Love, a new FM, 10 past 6 with the Novos. We have free fuel to start your day right now with Lads versus Lasses. We still need a lass, though, on 13:10:09.
New FM and the Novos. Lads versus Lasses.
Yeah, we've seen how expensive fuel is at the moment. It's a bit of a joke. So $50 worth of free fuel and the glory of being the Lads versus Lasses champion. The Lads sitting on 62, the Lasses sitting on 58. It's got to answer the most questions correct, and that title could be all yours.
All right, let's get into it. Going to Kevin from Elmore Vale this morning. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, going well, mate. Good weekend.
Yeah, doing good.
Nice one. Oh, yeah. I know how you feel, man. All right, let's crack on to the questions, man. Of course, the more you get right, the closer you are to this free fuel. Question number one. Who did Madonna kiss at the 2003 VMAs? Iconic moment.
Keith Urban?
What? No.
That would have been very interesting if that happened.
Well, it was a three-way kiss between Madonna, Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. Multiple choice. What flavor is the liquor Contro? Is it blueberry, orange, or apple?
Blueberry.
No, it's orange. Question number three for 1 point on the board. What substance are fingernails made out of?
Say again?
What substance are fingernails made out of?
They're made out of... Fingernails made out of...
What?
Bone.
In my mind, I was thinking, I bet, like, I would say fingernails are made out of fingernails.
The correct answer was... keratin.
So incorrect.
Hold the line, man. You could still win today.
Happens sometimes.
Going to our last playing for the fuel Crevo.
Jessica, how are you this morning?
Hello, how are you?
Doing great. Now, did you know that one, that fingernails are made of keratin?
Yeah, No, I was going to say calcium, but...
Oh, yeah, that was my second guess, also incorrect. Let's get into your questions, though. Number one, now you only need one right to win this, which is a pretty sweet deal at this point. Which car company makes the Civic?
Honda.
That is correct. Instant win.
Boom.
Easy as that.
$50 of fuel, all yours, Jessica. Well done.
Thank you.
You got a point on the board for the lasses too, which is even better.
Good stuff. What car do you have, Jessica?
I have a Mitsubishi Triton.
Oh, so $50 might fill
the halfway.
I was going to say, put a quarter tank in for you.
Savings are saving. Thank you, Jessica.
So true. Up next, we've got a very interesting story about, I guess you call it, an act of civil disobedience. So essentially, there was this beautiful pagoda in a park. Think like sort of the place where a local folksy band might play in normal times.
But you have like park family reunions.
That's also a possibility. Yeah. Maybe if it wasn't occupied, they'd do a barbecue and then you could go over there and eat under this little pagoda thing. Somebody, however, decided that they would glue and screw an adult toy to the roof. A real big rubber one. And the council had a big old challenge getting that thing off. We've got all the details about this toy on the tower story up next.
This is Must Hear and New FM 614. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
BB Rexa, Florida, Georgia Line, meant to be at New FM. It's 620, sunny today, 21 the top on the coast.
Yeah, a bit of an I can't believe it. Before 6:30, we sort of try and sneak these ones in. Essentially, these council workers were seen working away on the roof of this, like, pagoda thing. And these people were like, what is going on? Why are they up on the roof? The roof looks in perfectly good condition. What's happening here? Upon closer inspection, and might I add, it didn't have to be that much closer, because this thing was really, really big, they determined that somebody had screwed and glued a large adult toy to the roof of this pergola. Now, if I had to compare it to the size of something that you may know, because I don't like measurements fun, but it's funnier to say something similar size, I would say, like, the lower, say, from the knee down of a footballer. Very large. And it was quite, I guess you could say, because it was rubber, it was sort of flopping around. So they, as they were trying to remove it,
side to side or up and down?
Well, all sorts of directions. And at first they thought
360 degrees.
Swinging around like a helicopter, if you will. Now, at first they thought they could remove this thing just by like chipping it off with a crowbar or something. Turns out though, they'd screwed it with big long, like, I guess they're tapping screws that they'd used from underneath. So they had to end up being a guy on top and a guy underneath to remove this big old big adult toy.
You know, that was probably the most busy day that these council workers have ever had. And interesting. I want to know more about the origin story. Where did they order it from? What time of day was the said item installed?
Well, website?
Well, these are all great questions.
Was it a man or a woman?
All questions I do not have the answer for. What was also amazing about this is that a news crew happened to be in the area and there's amazing footage of the council workers desperately trying to remove this thing off the roof. Not something I thought I'd ever see on video, but now there's a video of everything on the internet.
Now, council workers, I'm assuming, don't really rush to many jobs. This one you'd want to be a part of.
Also, I feel like you'd want to be a part of it because the type of person that does this maintenance work in the council, they have like a room where they hang out after like jobs and stuff and have their coffee and stuff. This is how I imagine it anyway. The chat around this, you would want to be one of the people selected on site that day because you want to be telling the stories of how it goes down for the next years to come.
I wonder if they wore gloves.
You'd have to.
Okay, so you can actually see in the photo they are not wearing gloves.
Oh, no.
They're touching that thing with their bare hands, if you will.
How tall was the pagoda?
Like, not in crazy, like maybe 3 meters.
A ladder was needed.
A ladder was definitely needed for the install.
I love the thought of that. Just, okay, I'm thinking it's a bunch of like 25-year-old guys that have thought this is a great idea.
It's a crew. Like, it's
a
team effort.
It was an operation.
It's a crew akin to maybe one of the, what are those heist movies?
Ocean's 11.
Ocean's 11.
You're not trying to steal diamonds. You're trying to put an adult
toy. Pergola 1, hey, a new movie coming soon.
It's all about perspective, really. Like, some would say they were donating something, you know? They weren't really taking anything.
A hilarious prank, I'm calling it. Others might see this as far more serious. I think it's very funny.
Have you ever, like, done a prank using one of those?
Have I done a prank? Not using one of those, no. Have you?
So, here we go.
This is going to be a great story.
I had a really awful neighbour when I lived in Sydney. I would have been, like, in my early 20s. And they just used to complain. Even, like, during the day, I'd put some music on, they'd call the real estate. He's playing the music too loud. Real Karen. Like, the original Karen, I'm going to say. And when I left that apartment, I, like, purposely went out and purchased the item that we're talking about. And I left it on her doorstep.
Okay, did you take it out of the box? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just, like, flopped it on the ground.
That makes it a lot funnier. In
Very
a package. Not so good.
Hey, guys, checking in with the newsroom next at New FM 625. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos. New FM.
New FM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. When you wake up.
Hey, so on Friday, we went into the bosses and said, look, we need more prizes to give away on the show. And they said, well, what kind of prizes would you like to give away? And I said, look, anything.
The bigger, the better.
We do have something really cool, guys. We are reintroducing to the show Caller of the Week. So essentially, we have a really cool prize we give away on a Friday. And the best callers who ring the show at any point, so like if you've got a great story, you tell it really well, and it's really unique, you could go into the draw to win $500 this week to spend at Rover Pet Products.
Oh, how good is that?
That is awesome. Now, I've just looked on the Rover Pet Products website. This is like the ultimate online pet store. There's so much good stuff on there. It's just awesome.
And they're based right here in Newcastle as well.
Great local business.
Even better.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you've got a great story, if you hear something that we're talking about and you think, oh, I can contribute to that, give us a ring. Like this next story. Guys, talking about a man over in India, awkward situation he's got, a sticky situation some would say he's gotten himself into. He was hooking up with a girl. And they had no rubbers around to use. So he decided, had a look around, thought, oh, what could I use instead? And he found some 2-pack epoxy glue. Like a super glue. He actually glued his Johnson shut.
That's not the smartest thing I've ever heard.
It's a whole new level of stupid, isn't it?
Didn't really end well for him.
No, not great.
As you can imagine, you can just fill in the details, can't you?
Man, you really can. I don't even really have to say anymore.
No,
but you really got to be in a desperate situation to grab the epoxy out.
What was he thinking?
No.
Anyway, what we're doing next on 13 10 09 is when did you glue your? No, we're doing glue disaster stories on the show. Now, this one is for all you tradies out there. I've done it myself, like where you get the super glue out, you glue your fingers together accidentally. You might be fixing something. It happens to people who build models.
Yeah,
that's true.
A lot as well. Roofers, builders, any glue disaster stories? Have you stuck yourself to something or
is the wrong stuff to the wrong thing?
Or if you're going to dob one of your mates in either as well.
Fellow tradies, on offer, potentially, that $500 to spend at Rover Pet Products.
That's right. Glue disaster stories, 13 10 09. We'll do it after the Kid Laroi Without You at New FM.
Without you,
It's 8 degrees in the valley right now. Sunny today, 21 the top in Maitland. 13, 10, 09 on UFM this morning. We're asking you for your glue disaster stories. We're taking your calls right now. Yeah, that's because this man over in India decided to get the glue out to glue his Johnson so the chick wouldn't get pregnant.
Super glue was the glue of
super
choice for
glue.
Him.
It didn't super end dumb. Well for the man. Let's just leave it right there.
Yeah.
But taking your calls if you've, like, stuck your fingers together, maybe you've, like, stuck your hand to the roof. I know a guy that's done that before.
Very
awkward.
Not good at all. So my dad, being a chippy, of course, he always has lots of glues around, and he had the liquid nails. Now, normally not really a super fast-acting glue, so normally you can get out of situations. However, if the glue is unattended, that's when you're in trouble. So he had a tube that was mostly full in the glue gun. Now, normally you put a screw in the end when you're, like, in between jobs so that it doesn't come out. This time, though, he didn't have one, so he put a nail in, and the pressure from the glue gun, like, pushed the nail out, and it squirted the liquid nails all into, like, his tools that he, like, he just put it in a box of tools at the end of the day. So he was, like, chipping it away from, like, power tools and stuff. Real problem.
Yeah.
And you can never get liquid nails off plastic.
I hate liquid nails.
I've never had an experience with liquid nails, so now I don't want to.
Yeah. It's like this brown colour, and you cannot remove it from certain things. It's impossible.
When it's set, another word for it is hard as nails, people call it, because it really does set really hard.
Okay.
And it's so hard to get off. Jenny's on the phone. Hey, Jenny, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Going well, Jenny Craig. Glue disaster story. What happened?
Well, I used to make beaded jewellery, so I used to do a lot of gluing and fixing things, right?
Yeah.
And I was watching a tutorial on my mobile, you know how you can put YouTube and you're watching things?
Of course.
So here I am putting sensitive glue on a sensitive piece of jewellery to sort of fix, right?
Yeah.
And then my stupid phone rang and didn't realise that I had glue on my finger. So I picked up my phone to answer it. And not only did I stick the phone, back in the day, they weren't like your flat phones, they were the bricks, okay? So I'm holding this phone to my ear, so not only is the phone stuck to my hand, it's also stuck on my ear.
Oh, no.
So about 2 hours later, I had to go to the hospital. It was really embarrassing. The earrings look divine.
Oh,
Jenny, there's so much to unpack here. So wait, so did you have the phone held up to your ear, stuck there for all that time?
In the hospital waiting room?
It was almost an earring.
Jenny.
A bit of bling on my ear.
How did they get it off?
They used some kind of solvent and a very sharp piece of tool.
Very scary moment.
I still have a little mark on my ear from it.
No way.
Did it rip the skin off when you...
They had to splice the glue between the skin and the phone.
The worst part is, like, when you... at the hospital and you're checking into reception, you look really rude because you won't get off the phone.
I swear I'm not the phone, it's glued on there.
Well, in hospitals, you're not allowed to have your phone on.
A lot of places, you're not. They're like, well, I'm sorry, I swear, it's not my fault.
Did the phone still work, Jenny, once they took it off?
Yeah, but I didn't like that phone anymore.
No.
Bad memories.
Literally / physically scarred from this.
Are you still making jewellery? Funny chick?
I am, actually. I've got lots of nice little beads. I am. I'm making some nice little earrings. It's just a personal thing.
At least it didn't ruin the love for the jewellery.
No, but I didn't use the phone again.
Except to call us.
Thank you, Jenny. Wow. That's a pretty tough glue, though. If it was one of those old brick phones, for that to be stuck to your ear, quite heavy.
Very strong.
Oh, good stuff. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys. I've been doing a lot of online shopping over the last, like, 3 weeks or so, and the one thing that keeps coming up for me at the moment is, like, sloganized T-shirts. Have you seen how bad these are? They're starting to get.
I have started to see a lot more people wearing lame slogans on T-shirts.
I'm starting to get really, like, these are circa, like, 2002, 2003 JJ's slogan
Give
shirts.
Give us an example.
Were,
do you have one?
Yes, I have plenty because I've been screenshotting these all weekend. One of them was...
I love that the internet is suggesting that you buy these.
I know, this is the depressing
what
thing.
What are you looking up?
I'm normally just buying, like, jackets and dresses, but unfortunately they think I'm really lame and want these T-shirts. One of them, I don't even know why I got this. I wrestle. What's your superpower?
What is that?
And the other one is, please excuse my embarrassing dad! ...!
Three. Really mean business.
Actually, there's four on there.
Four.
Yeah,
but
no
these
good.
Are just ridiculous. I'll give you some more examples after this.
I love this. 6:43 in UFM. Good morning. Shania Twain at UFM. Welcome to Monday, 6:51 with the Novos. 10 degrees at Warners Bay right now. Sunny today. Tops of 18. Over to you, Meg.
Yeah, the online shopping's been strong with me over the last, like, 3 weeks because there's nothing else to do at the moment.
You know what I've realised? There's two certainties when it comes to you. One, you love birds. Two, you love online shopping.
I love online shopping. It's really bad. But basically, I've been looking at possibly going back to the gym when lockdown ends and all that kind of stuff. I was looking for workout clothes. And I got some slogan clothing come up as recommended to me. I don't know why. Like, I'm not going to be wearing giant slogans on my workout gear. Plain black, thank you very much.
When you get recommended things as well with online shopping, it can be a bit offensive because usually the artificial intelligence in Google is good enough to get the recommendations right.
Yeah.
So when it sends you something a bit offensive, it is offensive.
Well, I think this one has to do with the fact that my fiancé is a big nerd. Like, he loves, like, Marvel comics and things like that. And the workout shirt that got recommended to me was, train like you've just been asked to join the Avengers.
Oh, that is on the scale of 1 to lame. That is lame.
That's 11.
You're really looking up some, like, affirmations, weren't you?
Yeah,
like,
obviously.
Some shit, workout gear affirmations.
I was looking for,
I'm
obviously,
a strong,
like,
independent woman.
Yeah, so, well, this one is more boyfriends than Taylor Swift.
Also, probably not up your
alley.
Probably not my thing, considering I've been with the same person for the last 5.5 years.
Yeah, and one of the first things you do when you meet somebody is proudly show your beautiful engagement ring.
That's
not your vibe, is it?
No. Well, this is the next shirt that came up.
Yeah.
Wifey for lifey.
You
with
know,
little love hearts above the eyes.
Those shirts do have their, like, purpose. Like, cheap Father's Day gifts, generally. you know, your 13-year-old will go out to Big W and pick one
get
up.
Get one of those.
Father's or Mother's Day. The mum's put
$6.95 well spent is what mum thinks because she has to pay the money ultimately.
And the mums get the 90s with the lame messages
with
them.
With the very bedtime, the Winnie the Pooh and all that. The other shirt was, sorry, I'm already taken by a freaking awesome guy. Flirt with me, they'll never find your body. Who is actively seeking out?
You know what the bigger question here is, who's getting paid to write these terrible
slogans? Well, that's what you got to think about. That's somebody's job.
That is.
Is, you know, doing that.
It's the people who get rejected from writing cards at Hallmark.
Oh yes.
You're not really cutting it on our, like, scale. You need to go back and learn.
Go back to t-shirts.
The final one, which I had to say the best to last, pair of booty shorts. You know when you're at the shops and you see the slippery when wet signs and it's like the guy falling over? It's caution, slippery when wet on the back of the booty shorts.
Yeah.
That
the
has
worst
to be
of all.
The worst
that, that
of
is
all.
The worst.
And I'm really offended that this stuff was recommended to me.
You know, Crevo wears, like, slogans on his shirt sometimes.
Oh, do
you? He's really wearing a jacket and I can't see what's on your shirt.
No, so Crevo, look, millionaires tend to get a little bit dumb.
Oh,
so.
Please.
But Crevo, sometimes you'll notice Meg comes into work with a shirt that says Millionaire Mark on it. Now, look, I'm not saying that he's gloating or anything, but, you know.
Look, it was
Millionaire Mark.
Gifted to me by a listener.
Yeah,
And I'm never one to turn down a free shirt.
No.
That's actually one of my traits. So if anyone out there wants to advertise your business, I will wear your shirt if you send it in to New FM. I will wear it. As you well know, I will wear any shirt pretty much if it's cotton. It's got to be cotton. It's my only thing.
As much as I have been judging these shirts, I have bought one of them before.
Oh, this. That's
one
why
of
they're
them.
Popping up.
Well, this was 6 months ago.
Okay.
And it was just a grey shirt that says not slim, kind of shady.
Oh, that's a bit of fun at least.
Which I thought was really, really clever. And unfortunately, I think that's been my demise now. Even though it was 6 months ago.
You did one slogan shirt.
One slogan shirt and I have been tarnished for the rest of my life.
If there's something we can learn from this, it is Google never forgets.
Exactly.
Hey guys, coming up next, we're checking in with Jess in the newsroom. Plus birthday lotto is back before 8 o'clock today worth 900 big ones.
105.3 New FM.
This is the Novos. This is the Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is the Novos. And the mics are on now.
So, over in the States, events and stuff are all going ahead like normal. And in fact, people are back to doing things like destination weddings. This has happened for one couple where they've set up a destination wedding in Jamaica. Now, from America, that's not too much of an expensive flight. Maybe like a couple of $100.
Yeah,
It's cheaper. It's like going to New Zealand or something for us, right? So this couple had set up their wedding in Jamaica. They invited all the guests and everyone, you know, accepted who was going. And then this one couple didn't end up going to the wedding and didn't inform the married couple that they weren't. They then got sent a bill of $240 for not showing up to the wedding.
Okay, at the moment with COVID going on, you can kind of understand if people felt a little bit iffy about going overseas for a wedding.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, so like they could have had COVID symptoms and didn't go because they didn't want to get people sick. That's
so
the
you
way
think
I'm
it's unreasonable that they were sent a bill?
Absolutely.
No, it's not unreasonable. You know what? Overseas weddings take a lot of planning. They're expensive. You have to prepay most of the time. If somebody didn't rock up, right, I'd send them the bill.
But they were going to spend the money regardless.
Well, not
so now
really.
They're getting a
well, they could have invited somebody else. Maybe someone didn't make
no
the guest list.
No one can go to Jamaica
list,
on Mick. Short notice.
Yes, they can for $200.
No, but there's flights and all that kind of
thing. Yeah, that's right. This is just, they've only billed them for like the wedding, actual wedding costs.
It's like for food.
Okay, so this
that
is
was
the
already going to be cooked regardless.
Yeah, but there's one cold meal sitting on the table at the end of the night.
If one thing you'll learn, Meg, is that Maddie can't stand wasted free food. That's one of his main, like, things in life, right? So anytime that gets brought up, it's a serious issue.
Yeah.
But this is what I thought we could do on 13 10 09. Right or wrong, invoicing somebody who doesn't show up to a wedding.
Okay.
Do you think this is absolutely ridiculous, or do you think, yeah, it's okay to invoice them, especially if they've said yes? Remember, everyone that calls the show this week in the draw to win $500 to spend at Rover Pet Products.
That's right. 13 10 09. Vance Joy Riptide at New FM. Vance Joy Riptide at 105.3 New FM with the Novos.
And I have so much going on with this wedding, and
I love the way that you walk into a room.
You ready?
You kidding?
I was born ready.
All right, bit of a debate going on around the team after we read this story where this couple have decided to invoice their guests who didn't show up to the wedding. Admittedly, they didn't give notice, which is, I guess, does contribute to it. But things happen, you know, in life, and you can't attend events sometimes.
They should have sent a message, hey, we're not coming. Like I said, weddings are expensive, and that cost goes to putting the whole thing together. The band, the food, the paying the celebrant. You know, I think they should pay.
Okay, so, Maddie, you're saying it is okay to invoice guests who don't show up. Meg, you don't think this is right?
No, not at the moment. We're in a pandemic at the moment, and people just, obviously, they had other things going on right now, as we all do, and it might have been the slip of the mind. It's gone, oh, there's a wedding, a day.
Okay, so you guys are both engaged.
Yeah.
Yes. Right? Now, Meg, you haven't even started planning the wedding.
No, I have not.
Now, let me tell you, you'd be so offended if you'd spent like a couple hundred bucks on somebody and they just didn't show up.
I'd be annoyed at them. I'm not going to deny that, but
send
I would
them
not
the
send them an invoice. I'd block them on Facebook, but I wouldn't send them an invoice.
See, I'd just let it go.
You're cutting.
Yeah.
I'd just let it go. I think, like, is it really worth a friendship for $240?
You know what,
how absurd.
You'd never forget.
No, you wouldn't. Absolutely. Forgive, never forget. But the thing is, I wouldn't charge them.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you're really chill about the whole thing there, aren't you?
Yeah, this is until I get
really
married.
Chill. Hey, let's go to Alicia right now. Hey, Alicia, how are you?
Thanks. How are you?
Yeah, going well. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that this couple should be paying the married couple?
Well, I think it's fair enough because they were too rude to even let them know they couldn't come. We all know things come up, but it's 2 seconds to send a text message that they can't
be. Okay, so one for Team Maddie. Okay to invoice.
Are you married yourself, Alicia?
Yes, I've had a wedding and I was lucky enough that all my guests attended and I had no drama. I had a great day.
So if someone didn't show up to your day, would you have sent an invoice?
Back then I probably wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little bit more jaded on life.
So when you were young and just getting married, you would have been like, you know, stars in your eyes about the whole thing and not just let it go. Maybe Meg and I are naive about the whole situation.
Not
married yet. Still young. Still not knowing about the real world out there.
Hey, thanks for your call, Alicia.
Hey, Gabby, do you agree? Should the married couple have sent the invoice?
More I think about it, much as it was a really bad move on behalf of the couple, the people not to show up, I don't know if I could actually charge someone. I think it's more like just hold, like, you know, a bit of a grudge towards them about the whole thing.
Just be salty.
Quietly brood about the whole thing. Be brooding, but don't send the invoice.
No.
You know what, though? Like, we're all saying, including you, Meg, oh, well, you know, I blocked them on Facebook and, you know, Gabby, oh, you know, just be annoyed. But let me tell you, wouldn't you rather just charge the money, get it back, and then you can continue the friendship?
I couldn't continue the friendship after they did that, though. That's the problem.
Oh, thanks,
too,
Dad.
Offended by getting the invoice.
Take the money, everything's okay.
So you're like, take the money and run, essentially.
No.
Take the money and move on.
Yeah,
what you're saying is you can financially get over this.
Yeah, save the friendship.
I screwed the friendship by not coming to the wedding in the first place.
Well, you're just turning it on its head, Meg. Because
agree
you said,
to
what happened
I'm
to
becoming
COVID?
Alicia.
What happened to COVID?
Well, I'm becoming Alicia. I'm becoming jaded as this conversation goes on.
This is going to continue next. What are your thoughts on Clive Palmer, guys?
Don't even get me started.
Oh, God.
We're talking about jaded. We're getting even more jaded.
He's real rich. Australia's richest man in
fact. Do you reckon he would send an invoice to someone who didn't show up to his wedding?
100%.
Yes. Probably.
Absolutely. The richer you are, the tighter you are.
Yeah.
So Clive's actually purchased a brand new property.
Of course he has.
On his street, another McMansion to add to his ever-growing list of property. Now, we all know Clive Palmer, done his work, as in, remember he sacked all of those people didn't pay them. It's kind of a slap in the face to them when I tell you about this new place he got. I'm going to tell you the price of it right now, $24 million. I'm going to tell you all about this brand new property next here with the Novos. Good morning.
This is the Novos.
New FM.
I love that. Jolly and Petch, Dreams at New FM with the Novos, guys. Clive Palmer, richest man in the country, has gone shopping.
Gee, thanks. Just got it. I said, like it. I want it. I got it. Money, get rich, baby, tap in.
Clive loves to spend money and not pay his workers.
No, that's true. It's all tick, tick and tick
of
for
course.
Mr. Palmer.
Well, in the last, like, 5 to 10 years, well, what do you know about Clive Palmer? So he tried to build a replica Titanic.
Which is now
Titanic
rusting.
Too. Rusting
in a boatyard in China.
Development is stalled on that one. He created his own political party.
That's right.
Which is, you know, remember all those billboards everywhere? Like, just his face at the last election? No good. Anyway.
The text messages? Everyone's
How much he spent on those is an astronomical amount of money.
Clive loves to buy property, especially on the Gold Coast. He really does.
Yeah. That's his area. He loves that area.
Awesome stories come out of a brand new purchase he's made. He's bought a $24 million super mansion. Now, you might be thinking, oh, well, you know, he's got the cash. But the thing is, right, he's taking over this entire street which is ridiculous. So it's King Arthur's Court, Paradise Point. Now, that definitely sounds like somewhere that Clive Palmer lives.
Also sounds like it's definitely located on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
Paradise Point.
I want to run through the properties on Paradise in King Arthur's Court that he owns. So he owns blocks 7 to 13, 1 to 5, 15 to 17, and he owns another property in Paradise Point, 3 Hampton Court. Anyway, this brand new house that he's purchased, it's just crazy what's in there. So it was designed by a German super yacht builder. His name is Klaus Lilischkes and his wife Lee. They spent $13 million creating the mini resort they refer to as Château de Rêves, French for Castle of Dreams. Now, locally, it's been dubbed the Titanium House. So includes a bulletproof bedroom and steel spine staircase imported from Italy.
Oh, how absurd. I mean, the whole thing, I'm just looking at it. It's a little bit in the shape of
Kind of looks like a sailing club.
Yeah.
I thought like, if you look at it from above, one of those, like, Star Wars cruisers, like the Millennium Falcon or something.
It actually looks like a cruise ship inside.
It does.
It's
so,
a bit of that vibe, you know, sort of chintzy blue carpet and those kinds of things.
It's like the balustrade.
Yeah. It has 85 metres of absolute water frontage, showing off uninterrupted views of the Gold Coast, Broadwater and skyline. Now, there are 8 ensuite bedrooms, including staff quarters, a formal dining room, pool lined with 24-carat gold detailed tiles, 14-car basement garage and a full-size tennis court, spa and Turkish steam room. Now, I'm going to predict that he's only using the last one.
Yeah, he'd absolutely love a steam room, Clive Palmer.
The front door was designed by Antoni Gaudí, a famous Spanish architect, and was worth almost $500,000 at the time of build.
So nearly 5% of the value of this house is in the front door.
Crazy, right?
You can imagine Clive Palmer in a steam room eating a giant turkey leg or something. It just seems like his vibe.
What's he doing, though, buying out this little street? I'd love to speak to, like, probably the one house that's on the street that isn't owned by him.
I was just trying to work out how many he wouldn't own. He'd own most of the street now, wouldn't he? There'd only be a couple that he wouldn't own, because they're waterfront, they're massive blocks, so there'd only be maybe 4 or 5 houses left that aren't his.
What's the appeal, though, of buying all the houses on one street? I don't think he has that much family. No sense at all. No. I know Ed Sheeran's done this. He bought all the houses around him in England or something
well,
like that.
Well, he bought 4 or 5 in a block to make a bigger block, right?
Yeah.
I can understand this. Clive is literally buying multiple waterfront mansions. It's really weird. It's a bit
on the same street. At least spread them out.
So normally when you buy multiple houses, it's for like a knockdown rebuild. If you're knocking down a $24 million house, there's something wrong.
Of course. I always wonder what the locals think of Clive Palmer. Well, Paradise Point.
Yeah.
Not many people live there. What I thought we could quickly do, right, is call up the local grocer store, Food Works at Paradise Point, and see if they, like, know Clive.
Well, that's a good point. See what his normal purchase is.
Do you reckon he's going...
Is he going to get bread and milk for the
fam? He reminds me of a guy that does go into the shop himself.
He doesn't buy just bread and milk. He buys the giant Nutella jar. You know those ones that are...
with his name on it? You know how they had that cereal? Hey, what's your name, sorry?
Mandy.
Hey, Mandy. My name's Maddie. I'm calling from a radio station in Newcastle, New South Wales. You're live on the air. How you doing?
Yeah.
Hey, we're just talking about Clive Palmer and his recent purchase of yet another block of land at King Arthur's Court, Paradise Point. Does Clive ever come into the store?
No.
Never does.
Tell us about Paradise Point. What do you think is the appeal to Clive wanting to buy so many houses there?
Oh, I don't know. I really don't know.
Have you ever met anybody that works for Clive?
Nope.
No. He's like a bit of a mystery, really. He's never even at these houses, is it?
No, he lives in one of the houses, but he's got quite a few over there.
Have you ever been over to King Arthur's Court to have a look?
No.
So is King Arthur's Court like the rich part of Paradise Point?
Yes.
Yeah. Clive and his cronies, eh?
As if Clive's coming to Food Works. Hey, thanks, Mandy.
You're a lovely person.
Lovely. Yeah. Thank you. Well, there you go.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah. Mac is on menu log.
Yeah, that's what I think. He's only ordering in by the sounds of that. Never goes shopping. Who would have thought?
That's it. Hey, checking in with the newsroom next at New FM. The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
All right, we put this on our Facebook page on Friday because we were discussing off air the most premium of ice creams that our Novocastrians love, like Magnums and Monaco bars and drumsticks and all that kind of stuff. We all had favourites around the team. Mine was a Magnum Ego. Maddie, what was yours?
Mine was Gay Time.
Gay Time, of course.
I do love the Monaco bar.
You're the only person I've ever met that says my favourite ice cream is the Monaco bar.
Well, you are totally wrong there because our Facebook has been going absolutely nuts. And we're going to pit two against each other right now. Monaco bar versus
Maxibon.
And we want you to get involved right now. 13109 if you love either one of these. Remember, everyone who gets on air this week goes in the draw to win $500 to spend at Rover Pet Products.
So we're doing like a knockout situation
basically,
here.
Basically, yeah. So we're going to knock out the either the Maxibon today or the Monaco bar. I'm torn. I don't know which one.
So 13109, what we need is somebody who's really passionate about Maxibons to argue the case as why they're better, and somebody who's very passionate about the Monaco bar Maxibons, to argue their case.
Maxibons have like chocolate on them,
yeah,
like, and nuts.
But if you're not like an
too
overly big chocolate person, maybe not.
I think the Monaco bar is far superior. The Maxibon is far too complicated.
Maybe you prefer
has
the
too
ice
much
cream
going
in
on.
The Monaco bar. Maybe
oh, it's,
the ice
it's
cream
much
itself
creamier.
Is better. Yeah.
It is much
But you
creamier.
Need to let us know. 13109, we'll take your calls next.
Excellent. We'll do it after Matchbox 20. This is Real World at New FM. Real World where Monaco bars, don't exist.
Maxibons. They're much better.
7:37. Like Matchbox 20 at 105.3 New FM 7:41. Guys, we are doing our Novos Ice Cream Battle Royale right now. Today, it's the Monaco Bar versus the Maxibon. Easy decision, some would say.
Oh, please.
I'm pretty sure it's Monaco Bar, not Monaco Bar.
Yeah, and if you don't, like, if you think the Maxibon is better than the Monaco Bar, you don't understand ice cream.
I don't think people really even, look, if you can't pronounce the name properly, or, like, it's not a widely known, like, ice cream, as if it can compete with the Maxibon. We all know a Maxibon.
We all know they're not as good.
I can't tell you the last time I had a Monaco Bar.
Yeah, they're hard to get. Yeah. They're like finding a diamond in the rough. Like, it's a rare item, very rare to see, you know, like the Irrawaddy River dolphins. Nobody's quite sure if there's how many there still are, but there are a few out there.
Hey, we're going to pop this up on Facebook as well. You can have your say and vote for your favorite creamer.
That's right, and we're doing like a knockout round. So each day this week there will be two of the top voted ice creams pitted against each other. Most votes win, and then on Friday we crown the Battle Royale, the winner of the Novos Premium Servo Ice Cream.
All right, on 13109, Katie, what are you going for, Monaco Bar or are you going for the Maxibon?
Look, I had to Google what the hell a Monaco Bar was, and it just looks like a Nana's special ice cream that you can have when you sleep over there on the weekend.
Katie, you're killing me.
I'm sorry, Crevo, but the other one, the Maxibon, it's a two-for-one. It's like, what sort of ice cream do I want? Oh, there's a biscuit bit, and then there's the chocolate-covered crunchy bit. Which do I start with? No, that's the one for me.
It's like going to, like, a fish and chip shop, right, and getting some hot chips without any, like, salt on them. Very plain.
Oh,
or, like, getting
on
a sandwich and just ordering no fillings. The Maxibon is the ice cream sandwich with all the fillings.
Some people just... it's like a simple... There's a beauty in simplicity. The Japanese absolutely nail that with their Zen gardens. I feel like the Maxibon is like that. Anyway, I mean, sorry, the Monaco Bar. I don't know. I've lost what I'm doing. My train of thought.
Even you're starting to turn to the Maxibon.
I've been brainwashed.
All right, one for the Maxibon. Let's go to Todd now. Hey, Todd. Hello, Todd.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, man. Who are you voting for, the Maxibon or the Monaco Bar?
Oh, I'm going Monaco Bar.
Yes! Finally, some common sense, Todd. Now, talk us through your decision-making.
Well, firstly, who doesn't like an ice cream sandwich, and that's what it is. you know, soft, delicious coating, you know, with your perfect vanilla ice cream in the middle. There's no need to try and recreate something that's already perfect.
Exactly. No need to mess it up. So why mess with perfection?
You're not for, like, dipping it in chocolate and all that kind of stuff. You just like a plain ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, and I'm not a plain person. I'm a highly complex person with many likes. And you know what? I'm a Snickers fan. Well, I think she knows the Snickers if she knows I've got the shits. But, yeah, you know what?
You can't beat the original.
You can't beat the original.
Have you even had a Maxi Bon, Todd?
Yes, I have, yeah. You know what? I do occasionally have it thinking, you know what? I like this kind of thing. Why not go there? And every time I do, I go, geez, I wish I'd got a Monaco bar.
Thank you. That's my exact position. Sometimes your hand is forced by the arm of the no Monaco bar in this freezer law.
Yeah.
And you're forced to have a Maxi Bon, and it's just not the same. You live in a moment of regret after the purchase.
Well, that's one for Maxi Bon, one for Monaco bar.
Of course, tiebreaker.
Yeah, that's
our vote
right.
doesn't count. Hey, no. I've popped it up on the New FM Facebook page. You can vote for either the Maxi Bon or the Monaco bar, and we'll announce who gets knocked out of the competition tomorrow.
Yeah,
perfect. As we move on,
24 hours to vote.
And each day this week, like we said, there'll be two servo ice creams up against each other, and then one will be crowned the ultimate
Battle Royale winner.
Hey guys, our birthday lotto is up next, worth $900 today, Crevo.
That's right. I've just spun the wheel now. It's come up November. So if that's your month, 13-10-09, your chance at
$900. Do it next in UFM.
The Novos, when you wake up on UFM.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Midnight till morning.
Justin Bieber and UFM with the Novo 752. Just discussing off air whether or not we think him and his wife Hayley's marriage will last. Mm. I think it will.
I don't see it at all.
You guys
all.
Are so negative.
Yeah. Well, we're negative.
It's
all right.
A showbiz marriage.
For two people that are engaged, ready to marry, you should be more like supportive of celebrity marriages. I'm just saying.
Oh, God.
Novo's UFM.
Yeah, it's time for birthday lotto right now, guys. Obviously, that's the wrong opener, which I'll just change.
You're too focused on defending.
$900 up for grabs, though, which is pretty amazing. Are we going to play the thing now?
Yeah, it's coming.
Oh, sweet.
Settle down.
No, I was just checking if we were still playing it.
The Novo's birthday lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
$900. I want to give this away today. It'd be ideal, really. Yeah. The more money we give away, the better. Thousands are given away already this year. Let's meet our contestant.
Yeah, we're going to go to Sharon. How are you, Sharon?
Good morning, guys. It's haircut day today, remember?
Oh, I do remember that.
Oh, dear.
There were some terms and conditions, though. Maddie was supposed to do his training on YouTube over the weekend and purchase or get proper scissors, neither of which were met. So, unfortunately...
Maddie, come on, you're letting the team down.
Hey, Sharon, let me tell you, Crevo's usually the first person to remind me to do something for the show, like, because I am forgetful. I noticed he didn't message me about
this. Of course not. I don't want your dodgy haircut being done. That's the real truth.
It will happen, Sharon. It will happen.
He's secretly hoping restrictions get lifted on Thursday. So
oh, my God. That doesn't look like it's going to.
Restrictions get lifted. I'm coming there to cut it.
I will pay to see that. That'll be very interesting.
I'll take a free haircut too, Shazza.
It'll be a fun day.
Have you got the clippers there, Shaz?
Yeah. I got the clippers.
See, already better organised.
And I've got a comb.
And you own a comb. See? You've got all the equipment, don't you, Shaz?
Yeah.
I do.
I've got a lot on my plate. I don't care about your hair cream. All right, let's do this, Sharon. Here we go.
All right.
Let's go, guys. Right.
Fingers crossed.
900.
Okay. Sharon, were you born on the 8th of November?
Oh, the 5th!
Oh!
Good. And no money for you. Money. Sorry.
We tried.
We did try.
You are such a mongrel with that.
What are you talking about?
No money for you. Well, I'm sorry.
Look, I don't sugarcoat the truth. I just say it how it is. That's what I'm known for.
Hey guys, I'll check in with the newsroom next. And of course, if you were listening to New FM across the weekend, we had an incredible holiday up for grabs. One very lucky person walking away with that after 8:30 today. So if you did get on the standby list, stay listening. We'll do it soon at New FM.
The Novos now.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
All right, on 13:10:09, we need a couple of players for this next part of the show because I'm launching a new thing, probably just one time, but for a bit of fun, called Pet or Person. Now, this is where you call up and tell us about someone in your life. Just give us the first name.
We're not asking for ex-husband stories.
No, none of that. So you just give us the first name, and then we ask you a few questions that could be answered either way. For example, when was the last time you went for a walk? And you might go, oh, yesterday it was a lot of fun, or we went to the park. And then we have to figure out whether the person you're talking about or the thing, you know, whether it's a pet or a person you're talking about. So, for example, if I was to say, Molly, you guys know that's my dog, but I might go, oh, we went for a walk yesterday.
Yeah.
If you didn't know me, you wouldn't know whether Molly was a person in my life or a pet.
Okay. Now,
it's a great prize up for grabs, $500 to spend at Rover Pet Products. This is what you're going into the draw to win this week. So all callers on the air going into the draw for that. 13:10:09, we need a couple of players for this to play pet or person. It's your job to fool us with your answers. Make the answers hard to figure out.
Excellent. We'll do it after Jason Mraz. This is I'm Yours at 105.3 New FM. I had him for a top of 21 on the coast today, 18 around the lake. Good morning. Jason Mraz, I'm Yours. This is 105.3 New FM, guys.
And we are playing Pet or Person now. This is a little bit complicated, you might think, but basically you just tell us the name and we have to figure out whether this is a pet or a person in your life based on a couple of questions.
All right, let's do it right now. Ooh, let the dogs out. Yeah, this is great.
It's very curious what she got up to this weekend to come up with this idea.
Well, it's interesting you mention that, but it sort of comes from this little part out of a show called Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, yes.
Where Scully, one of the police officer characters in there, they don't know whether this name that he says is his dog or his wife. So I thought, let's have our own version of that, but way better, pet or person.
Gone are the days of, like, we call our pets, like, Fido or Whiskers Spot. Like, they really have taken on human names in the last 20 years.
Yeah, my dog Molly. If you said,
cat Harry.
Molly, my bird is Bobby.
Yeah, exactly right. Molly and I went for a walk the other day, or Bobby and yourself, Meg, shared a cracker.
Yes.
You wouldn't know whether it was a pet or a person.
All right, so we'll ask a question each, and then we'll all take a guess. Going to Josh first up. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm excellent, mate.
Welcome to the show. Okay, Josh.
First of all, reveal the name.
Toby or T-Bone.
Toby or T-Bone. Now, Maddie, you ask the first question.
All right, question number one. When was the last time you went for a walk with Toby?
That would be Friday.
Okay, so recent. Meg. All right. How long have they been in your life for?
About 3 years.
Ooh.
I'm going to say person.
I'm going to say pet, Meg.
I'm going to say pet.
It is my three-year-old son.
Oh,
great. Okay, so 1 point to Maddie and Meg. All right.
Thanks, man.
And now it is time to meet Liz up next. Hello, Liz. Liz, you there?
Oh, no.
Has Liz let us down?
Liz has let us down.
What a disappointment.
Hello, Liz. No, Liz is gone. Too nervous.
Didn't want to play anymore.
Well, look, the idea was really good, Crevo, and I loved your commitment and dedication to the segment, but unfortunately...
With only one player...
It's fallen on its face.
Hey, that just means we won.
Well, that's true. You two get a point each.
We're going to call up producer Jackson now and see what he's doing.
Oh, what's happening with What's the Goss? That's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, his dog as well is called Henry.
That's right. Again. Once again.
Thank you.
No, what's happened there?
Better disguise his number by talking over the sound of the numbers.
Yeah. You can never work that out. Unless you're really...
The world is not in service.
Oh, did you not pay the phone bill?
we've got a real challenge.
We'll deal with that next. What's the Goss up next to New FM 8:11. Good morning.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits at New FM with the Novos, 8:21. Welcome to Monday. Our 21 the top on the coast today, guys.
Cam, would you stop taking pictures of yourself? Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos.
I gotta testify.
All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is The Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm going to let you finish.
Yeah, he is live in lockdown and loving life. Jackson, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are we?
Good. How was your weekend? Are you loving life? Or did I just assume
life,
that?
Oh,
good.
I am. I'm living my best life. I'm making the most of it.
You sound great, man. You sound great.
Yeah, thank you.
Very refreshed after a weekend by the sound of things.
Well, I mean, look, don't ask my liver about it, but sure.
I was going to say, you and Meg have been like besties on Fortnite all weekend, apparently.
No, he was actually playing against my fiancé, not me.
Who won?
Look, we're all on one team, Matthew.
Good.
Big gamer.
In your Fortnite knowledge, I'm going to have to school you a little bit later in the meantime.
If you buy me a PlayStation,
if you play Fortnite with me, I will send a PlayStation around.
Okay, done.
that sounds like a great deal.
What's making this, man?
Filthy celebrities. I know they've been making news like the last couple of weeks with everyone being like, I don't bath my children, get over it. But now someone's done a deep dive and I'm fascinated to see just how disgusting the people that we idolize are. So people who are ditching deodorant in Hollywood include Lizzo. She reckons she smells better. She has. Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts is also not shaving her armpits, apparently, which, you know, whatever. But the deodorant thing I get, right, because when I first met my partner, I didn't wear deodorant for, like, 3 months because apparently you find a better partner if you can smell, like, pheromones and stuff like that. So,
like, I just did the old arm sniff just then to see, like, lifted up the jacket just to get a waft.
You did say my hair looked cute today, Crevo.
It's true.
It's the pheromones. I can't be the only one, though, on the team that does this, right? And this might be a little bit gross and a little bit TMI, but do you ever smell yourself sometimes after you've maybe worked out or whatever and thought, you know what? Not bad. Like, not the worst, but I mean, I don't like the smell of BO, but if you smell your own sometimes, it's alright. Anyway, I'm moving on.
Because
<Yeah.
laughs> no one's agreeing.
Little overshare there.
Maybe. I don't care. Deal with it.
King and Sink.
Jennifer Lawrence, she urinates in sinks, apparently. She's also admitted that she doesn't wash her hands after going to the bathroom.
What is this?
Is this for real?
Like, first, bathing, and now no washing of the hands after going to the bathroom. You should always wash your hands.
That's especially like during COVID.
A minimum requirement, I would say.
Yeah.
What about this? Jessica Simpson doesn't brush her teeth.
Nope.
That doesn't surprise me.
Does she have someone to do it for her? She's that rich.
She says, I do use Listerine and I do floss every day. It's really weird, though. I have great breasts.
No, she doesn't.
That's her opinion and other people, like her yes men around her, going, yes, you've got great breasts.
Do you know, like, I'm looking, I'm really, like, you know, grasping for some silver linings here. But COVID, right? A silver lining of COVID-19 is that we can all smell what our own breath smells like now after wearing a mask. I think a lot of people have realised it's kind of a little issue there. As Jackson likes to say, gingivitis breath.
Yeah, I can smell a cavity or like gingivitis from a mile away. But look, talking about smells, right, listen to this. Her name's Kesha and her odour could be fresher. Now, Kesha has admitted that she was once told she smelt like shrimp on a diaper.
Oh.
Well, that's something you don't want to hear,
Hannah. That's one of the worst descriptions of smell I've heard.
I can see that.
Disgusting.
Old school Kesha, back in her party days.
Covered in glitter.
Up for three nights, not having a shower.
Not showering.
Dirty girl, I reckon.
As she says.
Dirty girl.
Yeah. Someone who I have been a little bit worried about, though, not sharing and stuff like that, with those raccoon eyes is Britney Spears. Now, I want to talk about her for a second. It's not about her conservatorship case. It's actually about the fact that she's now being charged, apparently, for alleged battery. Have you heard about this?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So an employer has now reported her to the Ventura Police Office, and they're pursuing Britney Spears because there's reports that she punched them. Now, not like an actual, like, fake punch, just like a punch in the hand, but apparently they are going to be pursuing police charges on this one.
Oh, is this the dad just saying to the staff, hey, make her look as bad as possible?
It's probable. It's probable. But poor Britney. I feel like she's been through enough. If Britney Spears hit me, it'd be like that scene from Mean Girls where she's like, once Regina George punched me in the face. It was awesome.
Hey, thanks, man. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Checking in with the newsroom next. And, of course, we've got that holiday to give away if you're listening to New FM All Weekend,
Meg. It's our three-night family getaway to Nelson Bay. A couple of people on the standby list, and someone's going to find out if they won. Inside the next 10.
Yeah, making the call live after the news and UFM.
The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with the Novos. Turn it up when you wake up.
Hey guys, 105 minutes commercial free music is kicking off after 9 o'clock with producer Jackson. What's on the way, my friend?
Yeah, good morning. We are back at it for a Monday. Ooh, I know. Monday artist setting in, right? 105 minutes commercial free, getting it started, getting it through. Griff and Black Hole. This is fresh to the playlist and coming up after 9 o'clock. Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez, a song that they recorded when they were dating. It's called We Don't Talk Anymore, and then once it dropped, they totally broke up. So talk about manifesting the wrong things, right? And let's do Katy Perry's Firework all after 9 o'clock, 105 minutes commercial free.
Thank you, sir. And, of course, New FM is the home of more local winners, Meg.
Yes, over the weekend, if you were listening, we made it really easy to win a getaway for three nights to Nelson Bay. All you had to do was listen and call up and you get on the standby list. And the best part is, like, we get to give it away. Not the guys on the weekend.
I know.
I'm really excited about that. Is that sad?
Can I say, this is the first proper prize you've given away on the show since joining us, Meg.
Yeah, because I can't get birthday lotto right, apparently.
You are very excited.
I am.
You
can't. It's my favourite thing to do. Seriously, before I worked in radio, I used to ring up for everything. And then when I started working, like, everywhere, I couldn't win anything anymore. But then I realised I loved being that person who gave away prizes.
There's a great joy
I love it.
In giving something to someone for free and it's not out of your pocket.
Exactly.
It's the best part of this job. It's up there, 100%. Isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, we have three names on the standby list. We've picked our top three. We'll make a call at random next, informing the winner they've won a holiday. Great start
this
on Monday morning.
Very exciting.
All right, guys, we'll do it after a Pearl Jam. Love this song, Better Man, at New FM. Sunny today. It's 12 degrees in the city right now, heading for a top of 21. Good morning. Pearl Jam, Better Man at New FM with the Novos, 8:39. It's 13 degrees in Charlestown right now. And, Meg, we are giving away a holiday.
Saturday, Sunday, what?
We want that weekend.
More weekend winners on New FM.
We are all just waiting and waiting to get out of lockdown. I want to go get my brows done. That's the exciting thing for me to get done. What do you guys want to do when lockdown ends?
Straight to see my friends and family.
Yeah. I need to get my hair did.
Yeah, because Maddie's just...
Because Maddie keeps not doing his study and buying the appropriate clippers.
Typical chick, Meg.
What?
I need to get my eyebrows done first.
I need to get my brows done. It's very important. But the thing is, all weekend we're giving Novocastrians a chance to win a three-night family getaway. Something to look forward to after lockdown is done and dusted.
We need some hope, don't we?
Exactly. Because there is not much to look forward to right now at all. So a bunch of people got on the standby list over the weekend and we're going to call someone live on air now to let them know they have won.
Have our winner.
Ooh. Fingers crossed.
Still at live.
Maddie's going to dial the number now. Do we need to describe
to talk while he's dialing?
If you can pick this number, I'll eat my shoe.
Oh, now there's a challenge.
There's a challenge. Okay, fingers crossed they answer.
Awkward if they don't.
Have dialed is not in service.
Oh, that's not good.
Do we try again in case you got it not quite right?
Building the suspense.
There
we go.
Hello, Vanessa speaking.
Hey, Venice. It's Meg Maddie Meg and Crevo from UFM. How you going, babe?
Good, thank you.
What did you get up to all weekend?
Stayed at home, of course.
Stayed at home. You had it on the on UFM on the radio, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing the housework.
Oh, well.
The kids.
Did you get much done?
Oh, a little bit, yeah.
A little bit? You're just too busy listening to the radio to get on that standby list, hey?
I did, yes.
Well, it worked very well. You've scored a 3-night family getaway to Nelson Bay.
Oh, awesome.
How good is that? So you'll be staying in a 2-bedroom, fully self-contained and furnished apartment for
Come
up to
on,
four
yes.
people.
You!
My kids are
going to
love it.
Oh, that's beautiful. Cook breakfast daily, free Wi-Fi, DVD hire, and the best part of this, 2-minute walk to the beach.
Oh, fantastic.
Congratulations,
Venice,
babe.
You must be looking forward to a nice break. No housework, just relaxing by the beach.
Definitely.
Hey, Meg, you know the other week how we practice your scream when somebody wins a prize? You need to bring it out now.
I was too busy reading out how good the prize
all right,
was.
Come on,
Venice.
Can we all have to join in then?
No.
You've got to do it again.
We've done heaps of screams.
Okay.
All right, you move slightly back from the microphone.
All right.
Venice. You've won! There it
that
is.
That was pretty good.
Congratulations, Venice. More winning next, hopefully. Birthday Lotto is up. $900 it's worth today, Crevo. All you need is a birthday to play.
Yeah, you just need to be born in January. This is your chance. If you were born in January, 13-10-09, you could be scoring yourself $900, which is the best way to start the week.
Yes.
That's right. Taking your calls, 13-10-09, right now. Good morning. Welcome to Monday, 8:51 with the Novos, guys. Time to give away some money with Birthday Lotto.
Oh my gosh.
The Novos Birthday Lotto. All you need is a birthday. Newcastle's easiest cash contest.
Oh, thank you so much.
Starts now.
$900 is what we have permission to give away right now, which is just awesome. And it's time to meet our contestant in just a moment. All you have to do is be born this time in the month of January. Let's go to our contestant now.
Yeah, we're going to Julie from East Maitland, keeping busy with four kids, four grandkids. Used to have a fighting fish, but it let her down by passing away. I'm so sorry, Julie.
That's okay. 950 will make up for it.
Oh,
well, it's only 900, so you'll have to get the other 50 yourself.
Yeah.
I'll have to do that.
Are you going to get a new fighting fish?
I will if I win.
Oh, there you go.
Did you make the mortal mistake of putting two fighting fish in the same tank, Julie?
No, definitely not. No.
Forgot to feed it?
No, I cleaned his tank out and gave him fresh water, purifier in, and walked back inside and he was floating the wrong way.
Oh, what a disappointment.
Yeah.
Look, if you do win and buy a fighting fish, can you name it after us?
I will.
All right, done.
Done
deal.
Hey, we've got, our boss has a fish tank that we hooked him up with. Maybe we can just take one of his fish for Julie.
I don't
know. Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea, but do we want to separate them?
They're friends.
I guess not.
All right,
yeah.
Here we go. You're spinning these balls for you, Julie.
Fingers crossed.
$900, nice amount of cash, right? Here we go.
Perfect.
Spend it all on fighting fish. Be completely ridiculous.
Yes.
Have a whole wall of them. How good would that be?
We're looking for January 6th, Julie.
No.
18. I'm sorry. Thanks, Julie.
Your fighting fish dreams are no more.
Oh, God. Back tomorrow, guys, worth $925 birthday lotto. We are done. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, remember as well, tomorrow if you get on air with us, your chance to win that $500 for Rover Pet Products as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, every caller on the show. Plus, don't forget to check us out on Facebook. We are in an ice cream battle at the moment, ice cream battle royale, the Monaco Bar versus the Maxi Bon. We are on the search for Newcastle's favourite ice cream. Go and vote. One tomorrow gets knocked out.
Yep.
This is brilliant.
Don't disappoint Crevo. He's all for the Monaco Bar. He's very passionate.
Come on, Monaco Bar lovers. Please make your vote count. Comments don't count. You have to hit the vote.
105 commercial freeze kicking off in minutes with Jackson.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. Let's do this. Kicking off the work week with 105 minutes of commercial free music. So I had a dream that I'd just fly away, away. I reckon this is a theme song to every parent that is homeschooling right now and feels a little bit out of their depth. Fly away, you wish you could. Time Tonight's on the way. Anastasia and Left Outside Alone. I'm going to throw back to that very soon. And Vance Joy, We're Going Home, all after 9 o'clock, 105 minutes commercial free on UFM.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Sayonara.